Hello, welcome to News Pox on Wednesday, the 12th of July. This is the second time we've done the News Pox, because I didn't plug the microphone in earlier. So it's my fault. Zina's just checking, seeing I've plugged it in this time.
You have?
Yeah, she thinks I do the same stupid thing twice. I do it once, but not twice. What's the news?
The news is that Tony Blair says he's happy to work with Algerians. It's not all of them he hates, just some of them.
I heard he hated all the Algerians, so that's an interesting bit of news.
No, he says he's happy to work with them.
Some fella, he's a Kaddish TV cameraman, says he did it with Diana in 1986. He's written a book, he's written his memoirs. Apparently his 2.5 minute tryst with Lady Di takes up 5 pages in his book. So that's going to be quite detailed.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. The Sun says he's a sick, caddish arsehole who's just going to cause fresh upsets to the princes, but that hasn't deterred them from
thrashing it over. So 2.5 minutes. So is it going to be like, she touched me cock, rubbed it up and down a bit, then I rolled on top of her, then she rolled on top of me.
They'll probably have details about what they were wearing, what the sheets were like.
She, like, grabbed my arm a bit.
I think there'll be maybe what music's on in the background.
Do you think there was music?
Yeah, Dire Straits.
Leonardo da Vinci.
From the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, from the Da Vinci Code. He drew a picture of a plane years and years ago. And this geezer's, like, made it. And it stayed up for 18 seconds.
It's not bad.
No, 14 seconds.
I guess it didn't have a motor. Is it just a sort of gliding device?
Kind of gliding. It appears it flaps its wings like a bird. But it did work. It worked better than the Wright brothers' first aeroplane.
He did quite a lot, didn't he, Leonardo da Vinci? He made up a code.
Yeah.
Painted the Mona Lisa.
Yeah. Had a wank.
Ate some cheesy pasta. All that sort of thing.
Well, he was Italian, wasn't he? He ate loads of pizza.
Did he?
He was bad for it.
Did he pinch David's arm?
He likes a Hawaiian.
David Cameron is going to get burnout from doing too much. They're saying, calm down, David. Just have a rest. You're too everywhere. You're annoying people.
Well,
I think is the essence.
He's going to burn out like Kurt Cobain.
That, in a similar way.
The good die young. Although Kurt Cobain was a twat.
Oh,
well, he was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Paul McKenna.
Oh, yes.
He's been ridiculed every year since he was born by you know that geezer, Victor Lewis Smith. Is he right for the Sun?
I think he
Ugly
does the Evening Standard.
Ugly one with dreadlocks.
Yeah, yeah. We saw him in his car in Edinburgh a couple of times.
Yeah, I bumped into him in Edinburgh also. I don't recognise you, you ugly mug.
He looks like one of those dogs that has dreadlocks.
Well, Paul McKenna says he's been pissed off because this geezer's been saying, oh, he's made up his degree. Paul McKenna's going, cough and ever, right? Where's the Daily... There's the Daily Mirror. So, yeah, Paul McKenna's pretty pissed off about it, but he says, shut up.
Gavin Henson, who goes out with Charlotte Church and also plays the manly game, the manly sport of rugby, he's a bit worried about his face, and he says that he's terrified of wrinkles. So here, I'm quoting him now.
Yeah.
I change sides quite regularly, otherwise you get, like, this is when he's asleep. He's not saying he bats for both teams.
Clearly does then, look at him.
Yeah. Or, you know, anything. It's nothing about rugby either, it's about sleeping. I change sides quite regularly, otherwise you get lines, and you can end up with one eye higher than the other. Bit of science there for you, everybody.
Tony Blair says that we need to have nuclear power, otherwise all the lights are going to go out.
Then we'll be in the dark.
Yep. Even more than we are already. I think they do keep us in the dark about a lot of things, like, all the Secret Service. We don't know what goes on there.
No, they won't have any lights in the Secret Service.
I tell you what, I'd like to know where they all go for a drink.
be interesting, wouldn't it?
It'd be, I bet that'd be real totty.
Yeah. Well, you say that, I imagine it'd be disappointing. Have you seen too many James Bond films?
No, I reckon they go for the, you know, posh boys, don't they?
A girl's been mauled by tigers when she got in their cage at Dublin Zoo, tried to pet them. They weirdly decided to bite her. She had appeared to be drinking. She was 16, taken to hospital, where she had surgery to save her badly mauled arms.
What a silly cow.
She was very silly. I mean, I've been drunk in my time, but I never climbed into a tiger's cage.
Have you been drunk in a zoo?
No.
Well,
that's disrespectful to the animals. You're not going to get full enjoyment in the zoo if you're a bit drunk. Although, actually, when I went to the last zoo I went to, I had had some Hoegaarden before I went there. Mm. But I wasn't drunk.
I think I've never been to a zoo drunk, and actually, I think I quite like it. It would make it more amusing.
Is it not amusing enough for you already?
Well, no, not really.
Good. I love a zoo. As long as it's a nice one. With clean cages and stuff. Not ones where the animals look sad. Like Flamingo Land. There's a very sad lizard there.
A mother.
See, it's got the giggles.
A mother had a baby in the bog.
In a peat bog?
And it got in the toilet. And it got stuck down the knee bend.
You're like, my, I did a shocked noise there, so I hadn't heard this story already and read it myself.
It got stuck down the knee bend. We managed to pull it out.
Was it okay?
It was alright, but he went,
argh! Can I just point out how funny the name of the lady is? Her surname?
Candy Shepherd.
Oh, I thought it was Skidmore. Oh no, maybe that's where they live. I'm sure that was the phrase Skidmore was used in there.
But her child's called Holly Skidmore. But the mum's called Candy Shepherd.
It's a bastard child, fell down the toilet and they said flush it down.
It's called Skid and he got shut out. Nice start in life.
21 students crammed into a Mini Cooper for 20 seconds. With two in the boot for a world record in Malaysia.
Didn't he never did that?
No, he didn't do that.
But he wouldn't have seen the point of it.
Well, I don't think he would have done. If he'd done it, though, he could have designed it so that 21 got in. One more of what I said.
23.
21. 22.
23. Windows 98 is to be banned.
Obsolete!
Banned. So goodbye Windows 98.
There's a fella who tried to get into a bar with a chainsaw. He's now been banned from every pub in Britain. So
they haven't printed a picture of it.
They haven't printed a picture. I mean, this isn't a pub. This is the Sun. It's not a. It's not the Publican magazine. Mm. So I don't know how they're going to know that he's.
I don't mean, for all we know.
He's taking it on faith he's not going to go in, but he could be downstairs now in the pub.
I bet he'll make a scene now, just going in as many pubs as he can.
Taking a picture of himself in the pub, sending it to whoever convicted him, that'd be quite funny.
Yeah.
With a chainsaw.
I could buy his own pub. They couldn't stop him from doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they probably could.
Two teenagers, pen pals, mm-hmm. run away together.
How old are they?
The boy's 14 and the girl is 15.
Temptress. Technically, they're both paedophiles, then. Does that work?
No.
Oh. But where have they gone to? Should we keep an eye out for them?
They've gone to catch a ferry to Ireland.
Oh, how long have they been pen pals for, since they were wee?
They've been sending love letters to each other for 18 months.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Hopefully they'll get married.
I can't see it lasting myself.
No.
A crazed hitchhiker on rollerblades was arrested after clinging onto a car for 3 miles as it sped at nearly 60 miles an hour. That was in Holland.
Fucking hell.
Crazed hitchhiker. It wasn't really a crazed hitchhiker so much as a rollerblader.
How far did he go?
3 miles.
3 miles.
I think he was just copying Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future. And why not?
It's not a bad way of getting around.
No, sir. It's like...
You think the wheels are...
Carpooling.
The astronaut, sexy astronaut, Piers Sellers, mm-hmm. who takes duct tape to space with him to fix the spaceship and to fix his space helmet and clothes.
Duct tape is useful. We We tend to mend everything with duct tape in our theatre, so
yeah.
Why not use it on a space station as
why
well?
Why not? It's
good enough for us
it's
here.
Dirty stuff. Although, it does, sometimes we find...
Leave a
sticky mark or come on stuck.
Mm.
In which case, Piers Sellers is going to come on stuck.
Dear. Apparently, 3/4 of women with mobile phones don't know how to work most of the features on it. They just know how to make a call on text, which is all they need to know. I mean, they should stop giving us pointless things on the phones.
Why
don't we have a snake on them anymore? Snake was a brilliant game.
Yeah.
Now you just have rubbish golf. And
oh,
things like
yeah,
that.
Rubbish things that make loads of noise, all you want.
Yeah, all you want is a fit snake.
Yeah.
Or a Tetris-y style game. Or a puzzle.
I can't do Tetris anymore. James Blunt is still a cunt.
Good. Lord Nelson's column is 16 foot shorter than everyone thought it was. They've given him a makeover, patched him up a bit. They've stopped his eyes being slightly misshapen as they are.
Is that because he's been sleeping on...
Been sleeping on the same side every night.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's looking good, but he's a lot smaller than we all thought he was going to be.
Now, be careful not to put on loads of weight. Because you'll get cancer from it.
I've heard that sleeping on the wrong side can give you cancer as well.
There's a lot of things can give you cancer, but some of the things you can avoid.
Okay, so don't be fat. There's lots of reasons not to be fat. But then there's also lots of reasons to be fat, namely cakes and sweets. Big Brother, here's the Big Brother news. Don't think it's going to finish anytime soon. It's going on for 13 weeks and we're only halfway through. I make that 6.5 weeks. It feels like forever.
Mm.
13 weeks, there's about 17 people in the house at the moment, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, there's actually only 12, so we've got 12 to get rid of in 7 weeks, 6 weeks. They're going to have to start chucking them out two at a time.
Yeah.
Like the Ark. Glyn's mum...
You never hear much about what happened with it when they came off the Ark, do you? You hear about going on.
Yeah, they didn't have a big
party.
Where
did they land? Did they go around and put, like, the elephants in Africa, dogs
in England? They dropped everyone off, in different spots.
Gasses in Liverpool. Don't know.
Glyn's mum said that he's too young. She's gone on Welsh radio, saying he's too young to be on there. It's embarrassing. And she reckons that most of them are twice his age, where really they're about 5 years older than him.
He is embarrassing, the way he was, kept putting his head in the breasts of Leah.
I think he's quite sweet. I liked it when he did his cooking task.
What did he do?
He had to do some cooking, and he'd never done any cooking before. And he tried very hard, and it was quite sweet.
Now, a man has swapped a paperclip for a pen, and then a doorknob, and then a camping stove, and then a generator, and then a crate of Budweiser, then a snowmobile, a trip to Canada, a van, a recording contract, a year's free rent, an afternoon with Alice Cooper, a snow globe, a role in a film, and then a house.
Okay.
Good for him.
That seemed to escalate quite a lot at the end, a snow globe and then a house.
Pretty, it's a special snow globe.
Okay.
But I reckon, let's just cut it short. I've got a biro that I don't need. Someone give me a house, please. If you do, I'll make you famous.
Okay, I'll do that.
Sell the story. Then I'll furnish the house with the money from that. I'm not stupid.
The Queen, she's having a bad day, another annus horribilis, except just for a day. She sat down to watch the racing. She had one of her horses competing. Turns on the TV, blank screen. Turns out a flunky had failed to pay the subscription charges to the racing channel, so she wasn't allowed to watch it. So she never got to see whether her horse banknote romped home.
What a whinging cow. I mean, how did this story even get
she
out?
She was livid.
She's going, oh, I wanted to watch the races. I won, I won, I won. But sometimes you can't fucking have everything, Mrs. Queen. Sometimes life ain't that sweet.
Maybe, I would say, if something's worth, you know, if you want something done properly, do it yourself. Don't get your flunkies to do it.
Yeah. God, can she not do anything?
Yeah, I can see you looking at this girl's picture of a girl here who's got necrosis in her arms because she's been taking heroin for years and she keeps fucking up and sticking it in arteries and not artery, in the capillaries instead of veins, and now all the flesh is rotting on her arms. But she's still on it. She hasn't given up.
So she's just got massive open wounds.
It's just dead flesh. And then she's also got Bob Marley R.I.P. tattooed on her arm in what looks like she's done it with a compass and a pen.
Fucking
hell. Let that be a lesson to you.
Absolutely disgusting.
So don't take heroin, kids. Your arms are going to go manky.
When I first saw the headline, though, I thought it said I'd been eaten by a heron. I'm glad it wasn't. Talking of animals and being eaten by them.
Yeah?
A man has got a load of lemurs, leopards, and ocelots in his backyard in Peckham. Neighbours are going mental, he says.
I'm not surprised.
I think I might move.
Do you have to have a licence to have them?
Yeah, shockingly.
He's been granted one.
Why? Do you know why?
I don't know why. A man with no eyes yesterday was in court for dangerous driving. He was driving, he has no eyes, his friend was helping him. Apparently that's good enough. Or not, as he was pulled over and is now hauled up in front of
the magistrates.
Hauled
up the friend
as well. Well, he needed a friend to help him into the thing.
It's quite irresponsible, unless they were in the middle of a big field. Did it say where they were?
No.
Did they crash?
Doesn't say. The other man is facing separate charges arising from the incident. Well, that's Newspox for today.
Got a similar story about that, actually.
Okay, you put your paper down, so I suspect you're going to make it up.
No, this is one in my head.
All right.
Happened in the early 80s. Paul Heaton, one of his jobs he got was working in a home for the blind, and he got sacked after helping a blind man to ride a bike.
I watched a film where a blind woman learned to ride a bike. Thanks for listening. Bye!